1890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show, got a couple of comments, text messages coming in. So basically, Randy, what you're saying, Obama created Doge. Well, not really. He created an IT oversight agency to fix Obamacare back in 2014. The appropriations, the funding, the spending was all in place in the federal budget for the past 11 years. What Donald Trump and his attorneys did is they found this agency and they simply repurposed it, calling it DOGE. IT oversight has a budget. Has federal dollars for its funding, and that's what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are going to use. And guess what? There's nothing the Democrats, the liberal legislators in Washington, federal judges, nobody can change it. It's already in the budget they're operating under. And Donald Trump is taking full advantage of it. Man, I got to tell you, 4 years of sitting back and looking at this situation, he came to play serious, folks, and he's doing it. And they are losing their minds. Going to shift gears and look at the road funding situation. House Speaker Matt Hall suggested late Thursday that charging electric vehicle owners a little bit more a year could be part of a long-term road funding strategy. EV owners need to pay more for roads. Well, Charles Griffith, Director of Climate and Energy for the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor, noted today that not only do electric vehicle owners already pay a surcharge for their cars, in many cases, they pay more annually than owners of gas-powered vehicles. Citing a 2019 Ecology Center report, a car with internal combustion engine that gets 50 miles to the gallon, what is he talking about? Name one internal combustion engine vehicle that gets 50 miles to the gallon. The only ones that even partially have an internal combustion engine are Priuses, hybrids. They might get close to 50 miles to the gallon if you can fit into them. Well, he claims that they pay $170 for their license plate fee plus $62.40 a year in state gas taxes, assuming the car drives 12,000 miles a year, for a total of $232.40. However, the registration for a Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid runs $218 a year, plus $47.50 in fees and $37.14 in gas taxes. That's actually more, coming out to $302.64 a year. Finally, an all-electric Tesla Model 3, their license plate fee, $254, and additionally charged $135 in additional fees, brings their annual fees up to $389. he argues that EVs should certainly pay their fair share, but they shouldn't be penalized. Less than 1% of registered vehicles in Michigan are electric vehicles. Less than 1%. Higher fees on EVs would raise minimal new revenues. He went on to say, I suspect Speaker Hall knows this is nothing but blustering. But if he doesn't, he should seriously need to be informed about the state's current road funding fee tax systems with regards to EVs. Griffin is advocating for vehicle miles traveled, road used charges for all vehicles. That way, electric vehicles, as well as gas-burning cars, would pay the same amount. This is something that the County Road Association of Michigan is advocating for as well. The Department of Transportation is in the midst of studying a miles-driven funding source for roads, which is separate from what the governor is proposing in her upcoming budget. Road usage charging fees. Well, it's kind of interesting because while I was at the Munson Hospital with Vicky for a test this past week, I did get a return phone call from the Democrat State Senator Veronica Klinefelt's office. Her staffer was reaching out to me for my idea about eliminating MDOT, shutting it down, defunding it, firing all the employees, selling off all their equipment to local county road commissions, and have all that funding go directly to county road commissions. She talks about wanting to fix the local roads. Well, that's the way you do it. You don't have bureaucratic agency from Lansing flying over our roads in airplanes, assessing what needs to be repaired. You let the local county road commission, who knows where the potholes are, they know where the bad roads are located, and let them fix the roads locally. Her staffer said, very interesting idea. I'll pass it along to the senator. Well, let's see if, in fact, she gets back to me. Another short little story, Lansing. State Representative James DeSana, Republican from Carlton, reintroduced legislation that would let anyone with at least a quarter acre of property to be able to raise 5 hens and up to 25 chickens in a residentially zoned property. Oh, my God. I guess the price of eggs has got him a little heated up. DeSana reintroduced House Bills 4049 and 4050. This would prevent local zoning ordinances from banning backyard chickens. And he said lot size means chickens would not be allowed to be considered a disturbance to neighbors or the neighborhood. There's a misconception that backyard chickens are a nuisance. They are no more trouble than a couple of dogs or the neighbors having a few cats. Hens are very docile animals as long as you don't have a rooster. He said roosters crow and actually have been known to attack people. His bill doesn't allow for roosters. DeSana said a coop is cheap and one nest box can handle 5 birds, no problem. Main reason push for it, the price of eggs at your local grocery store. According to the Michigan State University Extension poultry expert, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, reporting today's prices range in the Midwest is now $8.05 a dozen. hen can live its entire life inside a chicken run. If they get out, eat forage in the yard, chickens eat grass, bugs, even mice, but they don't go far from their nesting area. Chickens tend to stay close to the roost. The increased interest in backyard chickens comes as the price of eggs have spiked and the fear of the bird flu expanding. Michigan State University experts said that if people raising backyard chickens don't follow biological security risks, spreading disease to other backyard flocks, commercial flocks, or exposing other animals could become carriers of the virus. Well, DeSanta counters and said the bird flu isn't a major concern for backyard chicken coops. Most people who keep hens are going to consume the eggs themselves as part of their own household. As long as you properly cook the eggs, bring them to proper temperatures, you'll be fine. The bills have been referred to the House Agriculture Committee, where the Republican Jerry Nyer from Shepherd is chairman. Nyer says, as I prepare to schedule committee hearings, I look forward to thoroughly reviewing these bills and all legislation referred to my committee before engaging with my colleagues and stakeholders. So, at least the Republicans in the House are trying to get it so you can raise chickens in your backyard. Build a chicken coop and get your own eggs. Pretty interesting. One story I'm going to bring up real quick. Don't have time to finish it. State would fund an emergency alert communication app for public and non-public school teachers and school staffers under a proposal pitched by Senator Michael Weber of Rochester and our very own Senator John DeMoose. According to DeMoose, Senate Bills 76 and 77, inspired by Lisa's Law, passed in seven states, requiring schools to use silent panic alert apps, they will connect them directly to 911 emergency services. A couple sentences left of this story. Wrap it up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Now that we are older, our hearts have all grown up.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. Again, want to remind you, today, Monday's show is going to repeat tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, as well as from 9 to noon. We will not be live tomorrow. Vicki and I have a appointment in Traverse City that we have to go to, and for engineering sake, we're just going to repeat today's show. Don't be texting me tomorrow, comments, because I won't be here. Greatly appreciate your understanding. Senator John DeMuth says that this app that they're proposing has been offered up in other states, Ohio and Illinois. This comes from a 14-year-old girl who was killed in the 2018 Parkland, Florida high school shooting. It's an app that's installed on students and staffers' cell phones that with a one-touch button, which you have to hold down for a few seconds, alerts authorities. That way it doesn't accidentally go off. If you just bump it, you actually have to hold it down for a few seconds before a signal is transmitted. It has different selections. One is if there's an active threat. Two, if it's medical. And then there's a third option for other emergencies. The app could be used during security emergencies such as non-fire evacuation, lockdowns, or active shooter situations. One of the most common uses of the alert system, primarily DeMuth said, is for medical emergencies. The network would make communications more efficient by immediately connecting to 911 and other staff and supervisors. Depending on the type of the emergency, it can start a chat with the person who sent the original notification, as well as others involved. Under the proposal, the program would cost, listen to this, $6.7 million for the first year. Why does it have to cost that much? This is a free phone app. Once downloaded to the phone, once opened, once you push it, hold it down, it sends a signal. Why does everything government do have to cost so dang much money? $6.7 million during the first year alone. I'm sorry, John, I just don't get it. Where are you getting those numbers from? As far as possible opposition, DeMuth said, everybody is concerned about school safety. This is not a partisan matter. Oh, there you go. Go reach out and get some Democrats to bipartisanly co-sponsor it. And you're very safe, John. Good for you. $6.7 million. Unbelievable. Well, I guess if government does anything, it's got to cost at least $1 million, eh? That's basically what it's saying. Some districts have restricted the use of cell phone use. In those particular situations, the app obviously would not be applicable. They have provided instead silent panic buttons on badges. These are given to teachers and staff members, and it is operating in a pilot study program right now down in Oakland County, both in Hazel Park as well as North Branch area schools. How much are the badges? How much does it cost to monitor the signals? I just don't understand how an app can be $6.7 million. I just don't get that. John, if you want to come on the show and explain it, give me a call. Lastly, I do want to ask again for your help. We are sending out rear window stickers. We also have some bookmarks provided to us by Rick Hughes from Rick Hughes Ministries, the Flatline Show, Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. Really nice little bookmarks. If you are a reader, you read books, you need a bookmark. Well, there's some things that he's provided for us, some simple little reminders. How to make sure your prayers are answered. Along with a rear window sticker, they'll fit in the same envelope. Just text me your name, mailing address, whether home or business, how many vehicles you pledge to put on your vehicles, these stickers, and we'll send them out to you absolutely free. Again, first name, last name, full mailing address, and how many vehicles, and I'll also include a bookmark. Courtesy of Rick Hughes Flatline Show, Sunday mornings here from 7:30 to 8. Greatly appreciate the little care package they sent me. I've started reading the first book, and we'll be giving our book report next Monday. Greatly appreciate them doing that. Again, we won't be live tomorrow. This will be a repeat of today's show. Continue to appreciate the prayers. Appreciate you praying on Vicky and her doctors and the healing process as usual. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Christian, I got that text message late. I'm sorry I didn't see it. We'll get to it on Wednesday. That's it for today's show. Have a great Monday. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on the radio live Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at